You're listening to Masters of Digital, the podcast that helps business owners, entrepreneurs, and working professionals master the disruption of digital. I'm your host, Ryan Lim, founder of QED Consulting, a digital consultancy firm best known for building effective strategies and digital teams. In this podcast, we'll be analyzing the latest issues, interviewing industry experts, and discussing everything that helps you thrive and master the digital future. Hi, I'm Ryan Lim, your podcast host on Masters of Digital. In this second season, we will cover what else you need to complement your mastery of digital. Our guests in this episode are dedicated to the concept of Ikigai. Now, that's a Japanese philosophy about self-fulfilling life purpose. Our two guests helps executives, professionals find their inner peace within their bodies, minds, and spirit. Professor Akihiro Hasegawa-san teaches at the Toyo Eiwa University. He's a certified psychologist and hypnotist, and he works on quantitative and qualitative research related to Ikigai. We also have Shivindu Nadkarni, an FMCG industry veteran with over 15 years of working experience in large corporations such as Procter & Gamble and Kellogg's. He also has a successful track record of both business leadership as well as organizational development. Of course, Ikigai also happens to be Shivindu's passion project. With both their expertise combined, Professor Hasegawa-san and Shivindu are partners running the Ikigai 365 program. So let us welcome Professor Akihiro Hasegawa-san and Shivindu Nadkarni to our podcast. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you, Professor Hasegawa-san and Shivindu. How have you both been?
I'm fine.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. It's a lovely day after a rainy week here in Singapore.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today and then to share more about Ikigai, right? Maybe you can tell us more about this Japanese life philosophy of Ikigai, for our listeners out there. Maybe it's the first time they've heard about it. Could you tell us more about it, Prof?
日本語でいいんでしょうか。
はい、どうぞ。
生きがいってどういうものかって話なんでしょうけど、日本人にとっての生きがいって特別でなくって、当たり前のことなんですね。だから空気みたいなものになるんですけど、だからちょっと、そういうふうに捉えています。
It's interesting, Professor Hasegawa is saying that for Japanese, it is not actually a special concept for Japanese people. It's a very normal, the word is atarimai concept. It's like the wind is just around you and it exists. It's nothing special.
Oh, what about you? You're not Japanese, Shiv. What's your take on this?
Yeah, so, I actually agree with him. Having lived in Japan for 10 years, I had actually, funnily, not even heard the word Ikigai when I lived there for 10 years in Japan. Yeah, but it's only after leaving Japan and, going through my own life experiences and journeys that I actually came across the word and then, of course, developed a lot of interest. Hasegawa-sensei, Ikigai no kotoba te nihonjin toshite wa nani ka arimasu ka ne?
Nanka iki, iki iki toka soyu hanashi desu ka?
Hai.
生き生きするとかワクワクするとかやっぱ生き生きっていうのが使われるかな。
はい。So I asked him what does the word ikigai connote to Japanese? Ryan, what he says is it's basically about having uplifting energy. The words are iki iki and waku waku. There's a little bit of onomatopoeia there, right? But it basically to Japanese it essentially means positive uplifting energy, right? And for me, actually once I came across Ikigai as a concept. If you look at the characters, the Japanese characters for Ikigai, they're beautiful. Yeah. While of course the English translation of the word Ikigai loosely means waking up in the morning with a purpose to have a great day. The characters are very deep, just like Chinese characters, and each of them carries very deep meaning. So the characters, when combined, means life, means first class or A grade, and means beautiful pattern. So, every individual, it's your life and it's about finding a way to lead it the best way possible.
And then it sounds like this is just the rest of the world trying to make sense of this Japanese way of life, right? You don't talk about it. Everyone thinks it's part and parcel, like breathing or the wind. But then the rest of the world is trying to understand what it is, because I think there's a very strong correlation of Ikigai to longevity, right? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. In fact, Ikigai became famous only in the recent years outside of Japan when, you know, the work was done on blue zones and it was picked up and publicized by National Geographic, right? And it was in the context of longevity. So I think Okinawa and Ikigai started showing up outside Japan on the world's radar.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought that having a purpose-driven life would make you live longer?
Exactly. That's why we're here. We're excited to talk a little more about what that is and how to go about it.
Then maybe I can ask you the next question then. How did you start your journey, professional or career-wise, in Ikigai then? Maybe I can direct it to Prof. Hasekawa-san, how did you get started? Yes.
25年前に臨床心理士として働き始めたんですね。で、その時に精神科の病院で認知症を持った高齢者の支援していたんです。で、その認知症の進行が、なんか生きがいを持ってる人がゆっくりになる感じがしたっていうのが、なんかとても不思議な感覚になったので、で、これでちょっとデータではなく、まあデータがないので研究してみようと思って博士課程に進んだっていうのがあります。
He's now going to test my ability to translate Japanese.
I'm sure you can, Chief. No worries.
So what Professor Hasegawa was saying is about 25 years ago, when he started his career as a clinical psychologist, he was working with patients and he started getting the feeling that patients with ikigai and a sense of purpose, where he felt that they were seeing slower onset of dementia symptoms, but it was his instinct. He had no data. He just got the feeling talking to many of them. And so he wanted to go about researching this. And that's how he started his journey in Ikigai.
Thank you, Steve.
ということですよね。
はい、そうです。
And then, how about you, Shiv?
Oh, I'm completely different. After a 25-year career in FMCG, in the FMCG industry across Asia Pacific, I actually, a few years ago, had a health scare and then hit the snooze button and went back to the grind and the drive and, you know, the non-stop. And then I had a second health scare, and that's when I woke up, right? And I decided, you know what, this can't just go on because we know how it will end. Right. So I decided to take a sabbatical. So about a year, more than a year ago, I started a sabbatical. And as I started the sabbatical, I had a simple theme saying give back. Yeah, so I unplugged from my corporate career and I said, let me give back. And as you can imagine, I had a lot of time. So one of the things I did was started looking around ways to give back. And I came across the word Ikigai for the first time, interestingly. And I researched who's sort of the modern day authority, and I found Professor Hasegawa having done 2 decades of research. So on one of my trips to Tokyo, I decided to meet up with him. And that's how I started my brush with Ikigai. And then, you know, we met up, we hit it off, and, you know, here we are.
I mean, it's quite ironic that while you were in Japan, you didn't hear about it. You get out of it, you hear about it, and you go back to it again, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think you've sort of answered my next question that I had in my mind, which was exactly how did you get started, right? Why, what got you interested in Ikigai in the first place? And it was because of a health scare that started the whole thing, right? What's that appeal then to you and maybe to your career?
So, Hasegawa-san, you want to go first?
私ですか。もし、こう言えるとしたら、生きがいの研究というか初めて見て、で、まあ、自分自身も生き生きワクワクしたんですね。まず分かってないことを知るっていうのはとても楽しかったんですね。で、あと、まあ、今度、臨床心理士として、仕事をしていると、やっぱそれ、生きがいをキーワードにすると、今、元気がない人が元気になってくるっていうのもとても、意味があって。だから、自分が、まあ、研究としても始めていたし、そういう、こう、実際のカウンセリングやる上でも、生きがいっていうのがとても大事な言葉だなっていうのを、思ってきたっていうのが、あります。まず一つここまででしょうか。
First of all, it was for himself, right? For him, it was a journey of what got him interested and keeps him interested is he learns and discovers new things by being involved in this space, right? And then working with patients and counseling them helps him really understand and keep digging deeper and going broader into understanding Ikigai. ということですよね。
はい。
And helping them on their own journeys. That's what keeps him interested. Yeah.
So in other words, what you're saying is that this is actually more than just a philosophy. It actually comes from clinical background, or clinical psychology background that then evolved into something more. So it's not just, you know, a way of thought, but rather it is literally something that has very strong clinical background behind it too, isn't it?
ですよね、長谷川さん。
はい。
これはフィロソ、ただのフィロソフィーだけじゃなくて、クリニカルサイコロジーに基づくんですよね、生きがい。
まあ、元はフィロソフィーだったんですけど、クリニカルサイコロジーにも同じような共通項を感じたというか、使える 理念があったという。
理念って
理念、フィロソフィーが共通したという。
So originally it started in philosophy, Ryan. That's what he's saying. But he started seeing a lot of kyotsuten, commonalities, right? And link to what he was experiencing in his field. And that's what led him to do more and more research for the last two decades. From my point to your question, right? What got my interest in what? So when I met Hasegawa-san in Tokyo, this was last January 2019 for the first time, right? And I remember we met at a cafe and he showed up with a sheet of paper, which was his Ikigai model. Because I showed up with the four-circle Ikigai model, because that's all I had seen. Of course, we hit it off because we are similar in age and probably going through similar life stage, but his model was instantly resonated. His research has led to his Ikigai model, or fundamentally, it is a very individual experience, but it comes from a combination of various sources of Ikigai that an individual has. Every individual has. You have, I have, he has. Also, it comes from a variety of feelings that you can experience as an individual. Yeah? And when they start coming together, that's when you start discovering and getting onto your own Ikigai journey. And for me, for someone who was like on a career which was logic and merit driven, but with the sabbatical was trying to really broaden and sort of figure out what to do for the next 10, 20, 30 years to keep going, it really resonated. So for us, we then discovered together that this is not something we go in search of. This is something we experience every day. That's why we created Ikigai 365. That's why our everything is Ikigai 365, because it's an everyday experience. And I, you know, personally, my belief is the way the world is evolving, one of the great things is we all live much longer, right? So personally, for myself, selfishly, I don't believe I can ever retire. I don't think most people can ever retire. I call it, we will all rewire. And so to rewire and, you know, keep going for the next 20, 30 years, you need the energy, right? And you need the fuel. And I felt like an Ikigai journey is a lovely fuel, which will keep the rewired journey going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like trying from haywire to rewire, yeah?
Oh, yes. I like that better, even better.
Since it's such a wonderful thing, right? And then what does it really take to form some form of mastery towards Ikigai? I mean, if you want to practice it, right, what does it really take to be proficient, to be good at it? I mean, you can appreciate it, but I'm sure that people want to be able to master it to realize the benefits of it.
マスターするのはとても難しいというか、なかなかできない人もいますね。難しい。
Oh, you gotta love that answer. He says, mastering Ikigai is not just difficult, it's next to impossible.
So what are we talking about here?
どういう意味ですか？
まあ、生きがいは感じるものとか、まあね、毎日こう続くものだから、だからそれこそ生きがいジャーニーっていう言葉を渋が言うのはすごくその通りだと思うんですよね。
So it's something you feel and you feel it every day and that's why it's an everyday journey. Which is why there is no concept. It's not a destination. You can't master it. That's what he means. もうちょっと any other perspective on this mastery?
So is it like an ideal state, you know, like the perfect state that everyone should aspire towards, but it's not to achieve, but to aim for it. Is that correct?
I'll let Hasegawa-san also chip in. But like I said, it's not a destination. So it's not a pursuit of nirvana, Ryan. Right? It is an everyday journey. It's a bit like what he said earlier. It's like the wind around you, right? It exists and you just have to keep experiencing it every day. And so it's not a journey. You're not looking for something big at the end of this. That's why you heard his reaction, which is there's no such thing called mastery, right? But what I can tell you from my own Ikigai journey is you make progress every day and you see a lot of benefits. You see tremendous, like last 1.5 years that since I started my sabbatical, I've been on my journey and I've had the benefit of being coached by Hasegawa Sensei as we created Ikigai 365, right? And the benefits are tremendous. And that's what we've tried to bring out in our Ikigai 365 framework. Because, and you know, just one of those benefits, for example, is after 20 years of being on blood pressure medication, about 3 months ago, my doctor took me off BP medication. I'd like to believe...
Wow, congratulations!
Thank you. I'd like to believe that being on my Ikigai journey had a role to play on that. Of course, there is no, you know, I don't have data of, or correlation or anything. But, you know, in our Ikigai framework, there is the everyday healing that we talk about. And there's other stuff also. But and that healing has actually had benefits. And so part of this whole mission for both Hasegawa-san and me is to spread the ability to be on these journeys.
Maybe I should rephrase it instead of mastery towards. How do you know that you found a sensei? If not, everyone's going to Professor Hasegawa-san and say, he's the only sensei, right? Or you, or Shiv.
No, I'm no sensei. I'm the white belt. He's the black belt. Hasegawa-san, anything to add?
あと他にもやっぱ研究の面で言うと、やっぱりもう博士論文で結構生きがやれたと思ったんですね。研究ができたと思ったのに、今回こうやって海外からの問い合わせを受けるとまだ不十分だったと。いうことに気づいたんですね。なのでずっと続くんですよ、これって。
See, he's sharing it from his point of view. He says, after 20 years of research, one would imagine that one becomes an expert, right? But he's seeing so much interest and focus, interest in Ikigai from around the world. For him, he's like, he's just getting started on continuing to learn and research Ikigai. And that's coming from Hasegawa-sensei, who's been on this for 20 years, right? Hasegawa-san, how about anything from where you got inspiration for this?
その最初、神谷美恵子っていう人が生きがいの本を日本ではもう50年ぐらい前に出したんですけど、それで知られてたんですね。でもそれを私研究でヒントにして今回モデルを作ってみたのがあるんですけど、で、まあその大事な点というと、神谷美恵子がこの言ってたことってもう本当単純に言うと3つぐらいなんですよね。それが一つの自分を知ることで、2つ目が人とつながってこうやり取りすることとか、最後はもう自己実現って、そんなようなことを神谷美恵子は言っていたっていうのがあって、それをやるとなるともう個人のことでもあるし、多分個人のことがいろんな影響をするということにもあるけど、まずまあここまでぐらいですかね、言えるのは。
はい、
お願いします。
So I asked him about his inspiration to be on this journey for himself, right? And he talks about his interest was really triggered by Kamiya Mieko, who is considered sort of the expert before this generation, and he's read all her work and his research was based on her research, and he's simplifying it to, there are three things Kamiya Mieko-san's work sort of brings up on Ikigai. The first is, it is a search for self. So to that extent, you know, it sounds philosophical. But then she goes on and talks about the hows, and the couple of things that come out are, and that has led to his model and his research, which is, it's about interactions with others and how all those interactions, when they resonate, you start getting the feeling, and they're also the sources of Ikigai. And the other is, it's a self-actualization journey. It's a, and that's what he says, it's a journey, it's not a destination. So that's why his model of, you know, the sources and the feeling, it, and that's what we've tried to sort of bring out again, like I said earlier on the Ikigai 365 framework, which is, how do you use all the different things around you, whether it's interactions with people, and how do you keep going on that journey towards discovering yourself and self-actualization?
With all this discussion, maybe I can take it up a notch, right? To go into what's more from a corporate setting, rather, because it started off very individual, it seems like. But I think there seems to be also a corporate or organizational kind of value that we can bring out of it. So how is Ikigai then relevant to businesses and organizations? I mean, what's the corporate value out there?
Hi. 今の話ですと、まず、会社とか組織って個人の集合体なんですよね。なので個人が生きがいを持って強くなることが、結果的にその会社は強くなったり、会社が変わっていくことになるのかなと思うんですね。っていうのでお願いします。
はい。 So what has Professor Hasegawa is saying, Ryan, is that any business or organization, the starts at the unit of an individual. It's made up of people, right? And so as long as the individual is strong, the team or the organization becomes strong, and then the business becomes strong. ということですよね。
はい。まだ他にその生きがいっていうものが、こう、多分一つのフィロソフィーというか、文化というかがあるので、その個人の集合体がまた企業の文化を作るのかなと思うんです。
集合体の
英語。集合体は なんだろう、まあ、あの複雑、あの集まったものって何ですか？
あ、はいはいはい。So I just clarified what sugar diamond. And he's saying that when all the individuals are stronger, when you put it together, the outcome of that is the culture of the organization. And so that's how he sees the link and relevance of Ikigai to business, which is because Ikigai is such an individual concept and it's about individual. If it can help individuals become stronger, then the group of individuals become stronger, the business gets stronger and the culture is stronger. So that's mm-hmm. that's Hasegawa-san's.
What about your view? I mean, from a corporate setting?
Yeah, coming from the other side, right, of the fence. That's why I love this partnership, because he comes from a purist and research, and you know, he's the intellectual, and I come from the pragmatist, and you know, how do you apply this? And so for me, I mean, there's two things, right? We all know the sustainable development goals and the challenges in the world we live in, and as a result, a lot of businesses have now started, either have been and refreshed, or have started their journeys to be purpose-driven, mission-driven, mm-hmm. more broad-based, more conscious, right?
Yeah.
More balanced, whatever.
Empathetic, yeah. And yeah. You know, yeah.
And I think that can truly become stronger if all individuals are also on a similar journey. And businesses are made up of, at the end of the day, people, right? And people make or break businesses, apart from business models and everything else. So I think Ikigai can truly help individuals get to a place where they can start figuring out their own linkages to the purpose of an organization and start finding how they want to almost symbiotically contribute to the success of an organization. Because, you know, from a career and business is one part of people's lives. It's not everything. Even though the hours don't necessarily reflect that in everyday life, the reality is we all play multiple roles as human beings every day in our lives. And some of those roles are work-related. And so the stronger the individual can become through embracing their Ikigai journeys, the stronger business will become, because frankly, I think Hasegawa-san always talks about Ikigai is about finding different sources, right? And he calls it vectors. So you get a lot of stimuli, and in the end it's about going back to the origin for an individual. And so if you think about it, right, if an individual is on his or her Ikigai journey, you're renewing yourself every day in a sense, and that can help you become much more innovative. It can help you become much more resilient. It can help you deal with change, lead change if needed, right? It can help you become much more open to stimulus, all the kinds of things that businesses need.
Mm, especially now, right? With the whole rethinking and realignment. And
now more than ever, right? I like to say VUCA was a stylish word, but now VUCA has become reality for everyone.
Okay, so maybe in a corporate setting, how would an organization, for example, try or attempt to implement Ikigai? I mean, if they believe in it, how would they go about it anyway? Come to you?
That's one way. I mean, of course, you know, like Ikigai 365, we created it in order to actually help individuals. But if organizations truly want to get their teams on these journeys, and this is not the only way, this is one of many ways. So we always believe that Ikigai 365 is one of many different ways to get on these journeys. But if Ikigai and Ikigai 365 resonates, by all means, we would love to help organizations start these journeys.
So if they do intend to adopt it and try it out as an entity, right? I think they can approach you for them, isn't it?
We've designed workshops, we've designed webinars, and we'd love to help people who are interested to start their journeys. And the fact is, people are already on these journeys. We can just help introduce a framework that can make the journey smoother, stronger, more holistic, right? Or accelerate the journey.
Yeah. Well, everyone needs a sensei.
we have Hasegawa sensei.
He's the leader of the pack, yes. Right? And everyone else just follow in, right?
今のでもね、私今思うのは、なんか個人、今日本語ですみません、個人レベルと多分こう集団レベル、会社レベルっていくつかのレベルがあって、個人のことは取り上げてるけども、そのグループレベルか集団レベルを含めたワークショップって可能だと思うんですよね。
そうですね。That's a great point. So we have individual level, right? We operate fundamentally at an individual level. But to make it effective, he's saying he wants to also create workshops which work at a group level. Because at a group level, then actually they help each other on their journeys and the group becomes stronger, not just the individual.
I have a question though. This is a personal one. I mean, is Ikigai possible for an organization? Or for an entity, maybe. Let me phrase that. Is it just humans and individuals only, or can it be more for a corporate entity by itself that actually can also realize Ikigai in a sense?
長谷川さん、
まあ、もう一回質問をもう一回聞き取れなかったので、もう一回ちょっと今何とおっしゃったかもしれない
ですけど、ライアン聞いている質問は、生きがいって会社としてできることなんですかね。
会社の文化と多分個人の文化がどう一致するかってことかなと思うんですよね。
そうですね、
はい。
So、he's saying it can help in the context of all the individuals coming together and forming the culture of the business. But the simple answer to your question is, becauseIkigai is an individual journey, right? It has to be at an individual level. But when individuals come together as a group and those groups come together as an organization or a business, it can get experienced as a culture.
Ah, okay, okay. So there is a cultural element to it as well. Corporate cultural element to it as well. Okay, got it. Maybe, can you ask, or rather, can I understand a little bit? Is there something about Ikigai that listeners may not know about? Is there something that you can share with us?
Hasegawa-san?
Hi. I didn't know what to ask.
Anything that listeners may not know about Ikigai?
Yes.
知らないこと。
That one of the lesser known ones about Ikigai, right?
Ah, Ikigai lesson をどうしたらいいかって。もう、周りにある、すでにあるものに気づくことかなと思うんですけど、周り見たらなんかあるんですよ。
I love his simplicity. He's saying basically...It's there around you. You just have to start discovering it.
You're making it sound like the force.
So, いうことですよね。And he always says that it is not something big you're going in search of. It's actually there around you, and you just have to start tuning your senses to discover it.
Which then leads us very nicely to the next question I have for you, right? To wrap things up a little. Is there any advice to our listeners who are keen to get started with finding their Ikigai? Because it's a very personal journey, right? I'm assuming I am using it correctly. It's their Ikigai. Is there any advice for them?
長谷川さん。
Ikigai についてっていうと、もうすでに Ikigai がないと思っちゃうと、実は自分の力に気づいてなかったりするんですよね。それをまず本当は自分が持っていて気づいてない生きがいに気づくこと、見つけ出すことっていうのが一つ、これは自分の中のもんですね。
はい。 So the first thing Professor Hasegawa was saying is, if you feel you're not on your journey or if you're not feeling good, the fact is that it's actually already there. You just have to discover it. It's not that something is wrong. Right? So that's the first thing he has as advice for listeners to get started. What you need is already there, you just have to discover it or rediscover it. ですよね、長谷川さん。で、もう一つは？
はい、もう一つは、この周りの環境にも同じことがあって、あるのに気づいてないものって、先ほどと同じ答えになっちゃうんですけど、あるのに気づいてないものを見つける発見っていうか。
And one of the, this is again, this is his sources, right? And the reality is, there are a lot of sources ofor triggers or stimulus around you that can help you find them. And one of them is all the different interactions you have with all the different people around you. ですよね。So that's his advice.
はい。はい。で、それが一人じゃなく、こう、人と会うことの中でまた発見ができたりするっていうのも。
Yeah. So it's not just yourself or objects, but it's actually all the different people around you and all those interactions can also be a great source of propelling yourself on your Ikigai journey. Yeah.
What about you, Chef?
Yeah, what I'd like to say is something I have experienced and based on my personal Ikigai journey, right? So we are not trying to find life's perfect formula or a formula for perfect life. This is not a pursuit of nirvana. And there's a quote that actually for me sums it up. Being on your own Ikigai journey is not waiting for the storm to pass, but it's actually learning to enjoy dancing in the rain. This is a quote I picked up, but I think it truly sums up what an Ikigai journey is all about. So that's the advice I have. And I think, how do you get started? Just, we've got to take baby steps. And it's an everyday journey. That's why we really, really, we did a lot of thinking around what should we call our brand of Ikigai. And we settled on Ikigai 365 because it captures the essence that it is an everyday journey. And the advice is just, let's start taking baby steps every day. The Ikigai 365 framework helps sort of frame it in a catch-all way of what baby steps do you want to first take and then start making those shifts. And some days feel like three steps forward, one step back. Some days feel like two steps forward, two steps back. Some days feel like three steps back. But that's part of life. Yeah. But in the net, if it's an everyday journey, you know, you start feeling the difference. You start looking for different sources and you start experiencing a whole host of feel good. And that's what Ikigai journey is all about.
Oh, thank you so much. And I think just to add to it as well, I think everyone should also reach out to you, especially when you want to start their journey too. You are probably the best starting point.
This is just, the only thing I'd say at the end is, you know, this is something that has to come from within. Hasegawa-san taught me this, right? It shouldn't feel like a burden or a chore. It needs to come from within. You're not doing it to show others you're on your Ikigai journey. It is something that you want to be on, and it's like a nuclear fuel rod from inside. It's self-renewing. It is infinite energy, but when you're on it, it's a virtuous cycle.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Professor Hasegawa-san and Shivindu, for sharing your valuable insights and experience. And I'm sure we learned something new and exciting journey of Ikigai as well. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And we look forward to chatting again.
So listeners, if you're keen to find out more about Ikigai, just write to us at info@qed.sg. That's info@qed.sg for more details. Thank you for tuning in to our Masters of Digital podcast. Do remember to subscribe to our channel and be updated on our latest episodes. I'm your host, Ryan Lim, and look forward to having you in our next episode.